Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome to the session, What's New in Progress Developer Studio for OpenEdge. I'm Divya Teja for Progress, primarily working on Progress Developer Studio for OpenEdge. Rest of the session, I might refer Progress Developer Studio for OpenEdge to either PDS OE or Progress Developer Studio. This is an usual disclaimer. The features that I'm going to talk about may or may not be available in future release, but most of the features are already implemented and tested. They are even available in ESAP drops, where we got good feedback from customers. As all of you know, PDS OE provides a powerful environment for developing different types of ABL applications. See, whether it can be a simple ABL application that runs on app server, or it can be a web-speed web application, or it can be a REST or mobile application. We have everything for development. What's missing here is a tool to test the ABL code we have written. So that's one of the major features for this new release. I'll talk about the unit testing framework, ABL unit, followed by its demo. Then, we did major improvements to OpenEdge ABL editor, which is part of Progress Developer Studio. These improvements include the first one, capability of searching an ABL element within the scope of project or workspace. And the second one, ability to organize the using statements in your ABL source code. And the final one is ability to edit a query independently without touching the source code. I'll go through the list of all these improvements with demos. And then I'll talk about the improvement that we did in performance aspect when you are working with large projects. And finally, I'll go through the list of general and mobile updates. So let's get started with the first and foremost one, unit testing framework with ABL unit. How many have you attended yesterday's test-driven development by Lyndon Smith? Okay. Oh, my job is easy. Okay. ABL unit. In simple words, ABL unit is a framework to test the ABL code in your OpenEdge applications. There are many unit testing frameworks that are already available. Some of you might be using one of them. So we looked into all the available unit testing frameworks for ABL and then came up with a built-in unit testing framework called ABL unit. So with few unit testing frameworks, you can only write unit tests in class files. With few others, you can only write unit tests in procedures. But as far as I have seen, few customers completely developed their code in procedures. Few others use both OABL classes and procedures. So ABL unit supports both classes and procedures as test cases. So if you are comfortable with classes, you can go with classes. If you are comfortable with procedures, you can write your unit tests in procedures. And one of the major advantages is ABL unit supports testing all ABL data types. And the main benefit of ABL unit is it is closely integrated to OpenEdge development in PDS OE. All of you might know, PDS OE provides an easy interface through which you can create and execute your unit tests. So for you, it is very easy to implement and organize unit tests in PDS OE. So once you have your tests ready with you, you might want to run them on a daily basis by automating them. For that, ABL unit provides a command line utility and an ANTOS to support nightly builds. So now we came to know what is ABL unit. Let's start implementing the ABL unit. So here are the simple steps. So what is the first step we do when we start implementing anything new? we need to set up the environment, right?
So,
we need to set up the environment ready to work with ABL unit.
So,
once we have the environment ready, we can start writing unit tests.
So, for all the possible inputs, we can write unit tests.
So, once we have more than one unit test case, we want them to run together. So, we need to organize them in a suite and run them together.
Once we got the results, if you are okay with the results, you can include the tests in night levels.
Else, analyze the failures. If you have failures, analyze them and refactor the business logic and rerun the tests.
So let's see these steps in detail.
The first one, environment setup. With PDS OE, you can set up the environment very quickly.
So
whenever we start working with PDS OE, the very first step we do is either switching to a perspective or creating a project, right?
So
whenever we provide a new functionality in PDS OE, if it requires different set of views and different set of resources and options, we provide new perspective and a new project type. So for ABL unit, we provide a new perspective called ABL unit perspective. This perspective provides a layout where you can see and access all the available options required to work with ABL unit.
So, and then we provided a new project type called ABL unit project type.
How many of you are working with Leonardo or higher versions?
Good.
If you are working with Leonardo or higher versions, you might know different types of projects available in PDS OE. So each project type is associated to one or more functionality. It is intended to work, perform a particular task.
So with ABL unit project creation,
all the required libraries to work with ABL unit will be added automatically to project's ProPath. And also a default folder with name test will be created under the project root directory, so that you can write your test under the test directory.
So once after the creation of the project, are we done with environment setup?
No, we need to know what needs to be tested. So we need to identify the part of the application to be tested.
So once we have the application, we can add the application's ProPath to project's ProPath.
By this, we are done with environment setup. Now we have the environment ready, we have the project created, we can write our unit tests.
So let's start from the creation of a test case.
But what is test case? A test case is nothing but an ABL class file or ABL procedure file where we write our unit tests.
So if it's a procedure, we can refer it as test case procedure. If it's class, we can have it as test case class.
Once after the creation of a test case, we need to add a test inside a test case. A test is nothing but an internal procedure inside a procedure, or it can be a method inside a class file.
Now you can see that an internal procedure multiply got added inside the test.
So as a next step, we need to write the test code. We need to call the actual business logic with our input.
So now we can see that a class variable got defined and a variable got initialized, and we called a multiply proc method inside the class with inputs 2 and 3.
Now we have a test case ready. Test, we added a test and test code is ready.
But we can't call the procedure that we created as test case and the internal procedure we added multiply as test until and unless we add test annotation.
Now we can say that this is a test case.
So when you work with PDS OE, you don't need to follow all these steps.
So to make your development easy, PDS OE provides wizards through which
you can generate the stubs for test case. You just need to call the actual business logic. So now we have a simple test case, but when we run that test case, we'll get some output, right? But based on the output, how can we say whether the test is passed or failed? So for determining the test is passed or failed, we need to use assertions. When we run that multiply procedure, we'll get output in resultant variable. So that output needs to be compared with expected output. So when we compare that output, we can say that the test is passed or failed. So for this, we use assertions. There are different types of assertion methods provided by PDS OE for all ABL types. You can see that the equals method, we call an assert equals method, which compares the result. 6 is the expected result and the actual result will be stored in res variable. So I am comparing 6 with res. So 2 into 3 multiply is 6. So when we compare 6 with 6, the result will be passed. Now we have a simple complete test case. We can add few more tests to the test case. So when we add few more tests, we again need to initialize the class variable. So such tests, all such data, the common test data, we can separate that test data to another procedure or method and mark with annotations. Even that procedures or methods can also be termed as tests. So if it requires a common test data to be initialized, such data should be decorated with setup annotations. So the setup test is the one which executes before each and every test. So this setup test will prepare the test environment ready to run the actual test. But once after the test got executed, we need to clean up those initializations. So for that, such cleanup activities should be marked with annotation teardown. So in a test case, if setup and teardown are available, setup is a test which will be executed first, and then the actual test will be executed followed by teardown. This cycle follows for each and every test in the test case. So there might be few activities which can be applicable at test case level, such as database connections. So such activities should be marked with annotation before. So this before test is the one which executes before the execution of all tests in a test case. So this is the one which executes only once per a test case. So the cleanup activities for the initializations done by this before will be performed by after test. So after is the one which executes at the last. So this is the whole life cycle of a test case. Before is the first one which will be executed, and then the actual test case execution will start, followed by after, which does the cleanup activities. So now we have tests ready with us. When we have more than one test case, we want them to organize and run them together as a group. So for that, we need to use test suite. A test suite is nothing but an empty ABL class file or an empty procedure with annotation test suite, so that we can use this test suite to group the test case classes, or it can be test case procedures, or even we can group other test suites inside that test suite. So we can generate this test suite code using PDS OE's wizards. Once we organize the test, we want them to run. So to run from PDS OE, we need a default configuration. So we already have different configurations available in PDS OE. For running a simple ABL file, we have OpenEdge application configuration. To start a server, we have a server configurations. And for running a mobile application, we have mobile application configuration.
So we added a new configuration to that list, say ABL unit run configuration. With this run configuration, you can run, if you want to run a simple test inside a test case, you can run using this run configuration, or else a single test case can be run, or a test suite, or if you want to run all the tests inside a project or a package, you can just provide the input as name of the folder. Just run it. When we run this test, the results will be shown in results view, ABL unit view. The main advantage of this view is it is completely dynamic. You can see the status of the tests that are being run when they are being executed. So this lists the summary of the test cases that run. You can see that the test that got passed is in green icon. It will list the test that failed with blue icon. If there is a failure, it will show the resultant failure trace in failure trace section. If there is any error or exception raised while executing the test, it will mark it as error. And also, the time taken will be shown as a label. Now you can see the bar, the result of the test that got executed. If all the tests that we run are passed, then only the bar will be in green color, otherwise it will be in red color. If you want to see only failures, you can use the only failures option in toolbar of ABL unit view. If you want to rerun the test, you can use the rerun option. So this test result history option in toolbar will list all the past 10 results. Sometimes you may want to import the test from a resultant file. The resultant file will be in XML format, which is similar to JUnit. So you can just import the resultant XML file and see the results in results view. Or otherwise, you can just copy the result file into your workspace and double click the file. It will open in ABL unit view. So in addition to running from PDS OE, if you want to run your tests on daily basis, you need to automate them. So for automating, we provided command line utility and an AND task. So with these two options, you can even integrate your tests in continuous integration systems like Jenkins, Bamboo, or TeamCity. So for running from command line, you just need to run a driver program. ablunitcode.p is a driver program. So this driver program will be shipped along with the ABL unit libraries in PDS OE. So you just need to pass the name of the test case as parameter to this driver program. It will take care of running and producing the results. And again, the results.xml file. The name of the results is results.xml file, which is in compliance with JUnit and both Jenkins. So that when you integrate this test in continuous integration servers, you can see that on nightly builds, if a test got failed, that build will be marked as failed. If it's passed, if all tests got passed, that will be marked as pass. So in addition to the run options provided by PDS OE's run configurations, you can also dump all the tests in. Just dump all the tests inside a configuration file in JSON format and provide the configuration file as parameter to driver program. So now we have seen all the steps involved in implementing ABL unit. So let's implement the same for a simple ABL application. So as a first step, we need to set up the environment, right? So just select the perspective, ABL unit. See, okay. Now you can see that the related ABL unit view. Is this visible?
Okay. You can see that the ABL unit view is available in this perspective on all the related options. Creation for test case class, test case procedure, test suite class, test suite procedure are already available. So, the next step is to create the ABL unit project. Let's select new OpenEdge project. So, I'm providing the name as USPath. You can see that ABL unit is available under project types. So, just select the ABL unit as project type. Click on finish. Now you can see that I'll show you. ABL unit libraries got added to projects ProPath and a test folder got created under the project. So we created the project. Now we have to identify the part of application to be tested. I have an application with me. So this is my operations form. So let's write unit test for multiply operation. So select the project, select the option test case procedure. Now you can see that this is the test case procedure wizard where there are options to select before setup, after teardown. If we select these options, automatically the steps will be generated for all these tests. Provide the name as test multiply. Click on finish. Now you can see that a before test got added and set up and then tear down after. So now we need to add a test inside the test case. So from source you can select add test procedure option. When we select this procedure option, it will, this wizard will be shown and provide the name as test multiply. And you can choose the annotation, where it can be test or the life cycle test, before setup, tear down or after. Let's select the test and click on generate. Now the test multiply got generated. Let's add the test code for this. And as it needs a class variable definition. Now you can see that we added test code. And assert equals 6 with resultant. So let's run this test. We need to add the ProPaths, yeah, the project's ProPath to this. So let's add the application's project ProPath to project. Now you can see that they run. Yeah. Now you can run using run configurations. You can see that the progress operates ABL unit run configurations node. Let's create a new one. Select the project and test case as test multiply. You can see that you can even provide the name of the test here and even run this by providing the name of the folder. Just click on run. Now you can see that the results are shown and the test got passed. Let's make the test as fail. Just select the test, right click, select go to file. So I just changed the resultant expected value to 16. So the resultant will be 6, but I am expecting 16. So this should fail. For rerun, I will just select this test. We have an option to run again. I will click this option. Now you can see that the test got failed. Now I have already created a file or test say login.p. It has all the lifecycle methods. So this test is for login validation. So for login validation here in before test, I just added a record, created a record in database table, and then the setup will run the actual procedure in persistent mode. And then there are two tests. So one is to validate the user and one is to check whether the username is null or not. And in teardump, I deleted the handle, and after will clear up all the records. So let's run this login.py. Click on run. Now you can see that the login.py with valid user got passed and null user got failed because it is expecting null. You can see that. So the next step is to organize these tests. So we need to organize this login.py and test multiply into a single test suite. So for that, I need to add ProPath. So let's select the project, click on new, test suite class, provide the name as test suite. Click on the add button here. It will list the available tests in our ProPath, in the ProPath. Yes, you can select the login.py. It will list login.py and again test multiply.py. Just click on finish. Now we have the test suite ready with us. A test suite annotation with procedures equal to login.py and test multiply. We can specify the order here. Now just run the test suite. Run. Run configurations pro path. Configuration used by test suites. Let's see whether login or project test. There is no workspace directory here. Login project, and again I need to add unit test, apply and run.
Because that login.p is inside the test subdirectory?
Might be, yes. Yes, login unit test, test, test that. Yes, now you can see that.
Sweet.
Thank you. Now you can see the test suite here. Test suite got executed with login.p and test multiply. You can even include the tests in nightly builds using the build.xml. You need to write the build.xml file for this. Okay. So let's move to next input.
I have a question first. Yeah. So your assert does all the primitive data types. Does it also compare objects?
Yeah, objects.
Great.
Yes.
So if I have 800 unit or test cases, say, I have to create a configuration for each of those 800 test cases if I want to run them individually?
Of course.
Okay. So you can you right click on the unit test class or procedure and just say run this procedure right there? Okay.
Is there any extensions to this so that we could plug in this? Say, by example, we've developed our own testing framework. Was there a way we could tie into this to get access to the GUI components of it?
Currently, no.
Not yet.
Let's see the improvements that we did to ABL editor. The first one, find differences. When we are working in project that increases in size and complexity, it becomes really a big task to remember and locate all the places where we used that ABL element, a particular ABL element. When I say ABL element, it can be either ABL file or it can be ABL construct, say ABL variable or temptable or buffer, whatever. So when we want to perform manual refactoring, it is needed to find all the references of that particular ABL element. So PDS OS find references makes this easy. It will search the whole project or workspace and finds out the references for that particular chosen element. When compared to standard searching tool, so standard searching tool doesn't understand the ABL language and it will search for the elements with same name, but find references list only true references. When I say true references, if in your source code, if there is a method and a variable with same name, if you search for method references, it will just list the method references, but not ABL. So rather than listing the items elements with same name, it will list true references. When we perform this find references operation, the results will be shown in search view, where you can see the total number of matches in the workspace or project in this view. And also, you can navigate between the references. When you navigate, the respective file will be opened with that particular reference. So, if you want to search again, you can use the search again option in the search view. So what happens when there are multiple references in same line of code or same block of code? So in that case, it will just list the single node and group them as a single node and list the number of matches as a label. So as Rob mentioned in OpenEdge roadmap, this is the first step to ABL code refactoring in PDS OE. So let's see the next major improvement. Organize using statements. When you are working with project and an application, as the number of objects being used increases, the number of using statements also increases. So If you work on the same project for some time, the list will become a big one. So you need to organize the using statements in such a way that a new programmer who joins in your team can easily identify the classes and packages being used in your program. So for that, you can use organized using statements from PDS OE. It will just organize the using statements in just a single command. It organizes based on default and custom rules. The default rules include eliminating duplicates and unused packages, and it will add the used ones in source code. So the custom rules can be defined through preferences. You can define the positioning of statements, whether it can be after or before error handling statement, or sorting, grouping, and using statement style. If you want your using statement to be displayed with wildcard or it can be complete qualified name. You can define that in preferences. And also, you might want not to touch the existing using statements. So in that case, you can use the preserve existing ones option. And these two options, using statement style and preserve existing ones, we added based on the feedback from customers in ESAP. So with this organized using statements, it saves our time. So it can just, if you have a code with you, you can just copy the code and paste it to ABL editor. You can see lots of red marks as there are no using statements. So just use the gun control shift O. Then you can see that all the red marks will be gone. So let's, this is using statements. So let's move to the next improvement. As an extension to organize using statements, we provided an improvement in content assist. So content assist is the one in ABL editor. It provides context sensitive code completion upon user's request. This can be done by control space key sequence. So existing behavior is, if there are list of proposals, if you select a class from the list of proposals, it will add complete package along with the class name. So we added a new preference option for this, which is selected by default. So that if you select a class from the list of proposals, it will just add a class name and a corresponding package to using statement. So this one, the next one is Freeform Query Editor. How many of you are working with App Builder? If you are working with App Builder, you might be familiar with Freeform Query. As the name itself says, in App Builder, you can edit a query without touching the source code. So, we integrated the App Builder feature, complete App Builder, to previous OE in version 11.2. As part of that, we provided this Freeform Query functionality in previous OE for the new release. So the main advantage of using this editing Freeform Query option from previous OE is you will be provided with a query. The keywords in the query will be color coded, and you must have. And you will have the content assistance where the list of proposals will be shown in the query. Let's see all these improvements. So let's start with the first one, find references. This is my auto is the factory workspace. I just want to search for an ABL element, say file. I have a file. This iService Manager. I knew that this is the file which can be used to hold the workspace. So I just select this file, right click, select the option references in context menu, select either workspace or project. I want the references to be displayed across the workspace. So select workspace. You can see that it is searching for the iService Manager in code workspace. Now you can see that there are 85 matches found in the workspace. So you can navigate between the references. Then you navigate. Can see that the respective file got opened and the reference got highlighted so that you can directly type whatever you want. So I already have this iSpace. Let's search for the references for overridden method. I have a method start service, same name, but there are three different parameters. So let's select one of the start service method from outline view, select references, and then select workspace. Now you can see that there are 14 matches formed, and this is only for the first one, start service method with one parameter. Yes. So this is how find references makes easy to search for an ABL element organized using statements. So I have a file where there are using statements. Few using statements are before the error handling statement, and few are after the error handling statement. And there are few using statements that are duplicated, and few are not even available. That's it. Syntax it. You can see that test.abcd is not formed because test.abc is the one. Now I will say right click from source. Select organize using statements, or you can use the shortcut Control Shift O. Now you can see that all the using statements got moved after the error handling statement, and the duplicates got removed. Just say syntax check. Now it is perfectly right. And I have a class my test in two packages, say test and bug. So when I say organize using statements, let's see what happens. Source, say organize using statements. So it listed the two available packages, bug and my test. I'll select the respective one, bug. Let's say syntax. This is how organize using statements makes easy to organize the statements. The next one, freeform query.
Is the test procedure functionality using that lower classes? Does that also work on procedures and internal procedures and everything else, or just classes?
Not classes. That works on anything. So you're asking about the references or
yes,
differences, right? I will show you. Anything. You can see that this add message method. You want procedure, right? I just create one project. Just select this internal procedure, even from editor also you can do, or from outline. Select references and save project. Now you can see that the internal procedure. Let's move to the freeform query. So for freeform query, we need to create an app builder file. So you can create from PDF OU, select ABL UI design. I'm just setting a smart window. This smart window got created. I will just drop a query on smart window. Select the query. We need to mark the query as freeform. So select freeform, allow freeform editing of query, say OK. Save the file. Switch to editor, ABL editor, and select the trigger, open query trigger for that query.
You can differentiate.
I think this is not visible. You can differentiate normal query from
freeform query.
The icon is different. So from outline view, just select the query, click on
edit freeform query. And you can see that the embedded ABL editor got popped up.
You can see the color coding. You just want to, if you just want to change the table name, just select control space. I just changed the table name from customer to department. Say OK. Now you can see that the respective code got changed from customer to department. So let's move on. My syntax is fine. Again, I will change this query. You can see that this is the department table. I will edit freeform query and more. I'm changing department to benefits.
I put a one there.
Is there a compile on that one there? Yeah.
No. You hit OK.
No, compiler won't work.
Put it in there.
Yeah. Right.
Is it okay?
Makes
sense.
Yeah. That color, that's good.
Let's see the improvement we did to speed up your development. When you launch your workspace, the action initialize openers tooling will be triggered. How many have you observed this action? This action brings all the available ProBot entries in the workspace for all the projects and saves that information. So when the number of ProBot entries in your workspace increases and the number of projects increases, it will take long time. So for that, we provided a new option to exclude a particular ProBot entry, so that you can see that a new option exclude from openers tooling is available in ProBot page for each and every ProBot entry. So that if you don't want particular ProBot entry, you can just use that option. If you select that option, the next time when you launch the workspace or when the ProBot entries got modified, these ProBot entries will not be read by the action. So it will take, it won't take that much time. And this feature we provided already for 11.3.1. So let's see the general and mobile updates. We want our customers to be up to date. So for every release, wherever we use and ship third party softwares, we update them for every release. As part of that, PDS OE 11.4 supports Eclipse 4.3.1 and ships along with this version. And also for Ultra Controls component, the InfraGistics version has updated from 13.1 to 14.1, where you can use the four new controls. Also, for every release, there will be few constructs, ABL constructs introduced from language. So, to support those constructs from PDS OE end, we add color coding, keyword help, and content assistance for those keywords. Part of that, there are few keywords for this 11.4 release. serializable, get class, and few partition related things. As serializable keyword is applicable at ABL class level, we provided a new checkbox serializable in new ABL class wizard. So these are the general updates and mobile updates. The major update to mobile is offline data manipulation for OpenEdge mobile applications. To support that, PDSOE's mobile wizards are updated with a new checkbox before image and support operation, submit operations. And also, we did major changes to JSTO catalog. If you have your schema ready with you, if the schema contains any constraints at table level or field level, when you generate a JSTO catalog for that, it will be all the constraints will be automatically recognized, and that information will be added to the catalog file. And there are a few other annotations that we support for this release, a read-only and recording. If you add these two annotations manually while generating catalog, you can see that information in the catalog. And the final one, business entity inheritance. If you have a business entity with you, you can just inherit the existing business entity so that the child class will have all the operations, all CRUD operations from that base class. So these are the mobile updates. Now I'm open up for questions.